From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of June 26, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan.
So, we meet again, Dr. Jones.
And coming up in the show this time, we've got California's Josh Anthon on the show, a.k.a. the NT Slayer.
I don't even look in the first place, Brian, to tell you the truth. I don't want nothing to have to take me or something to think about but winning the game.
Josh Anthon won his first national tour event recently in Kansas City. And afterwards, what did he do? Go to Disneyland?
No.
He followed it up with another win at another national tour event. We're going to meet Josh Anthon later in the show. Plus, we've got results from the Discraft Great Lakes Open in Ann Arbor. There is a preview of the upcoming Mid-Nationals in Wisconsin. Also, a new ratings update. We'll tell you about that, run down some of the leaders. And in the 60-second clinic, Chris Sprague is here. He's going to tell us about his particular putting style. It's called pitch putting, and he will explain what that is all about. It is all on the way on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com. Controlled Distance has a new name. Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. Disc golf's big guns were in Ann Arbor, Michigan last weekend for the Discraft Great Lakes Open National Tour event. And oh my, there were some surprises. We will begin with the surprises in the Open Division, where Brad Hammack was in the house. He's usually favored to win, but not this time. Local boy Kirk Hagedorn, Luna, is going to win by four throws over Hammack, who will take second place. Kenny Gill of Michigan will take third for the Masters. In the women's division, Jess Redding and five-time world champ Elaine King tied up after regulation. They go into the playoff, both off the fairway on the first hole. Both will struggle, but Jess Redding will get there first. She is your winner by one over King, who will take second place. Angela Shigfry will take third for the women. And in the open division, it was Josh Anthon coming out of California, coming in, blazing away. He's going to win by two over Al Shank, who will take second. David Thalberg and Avery Jenkins tie up for third. That's the Great Lakes Open. It is time for the 60-second clinic, and Chris Sprague is our guest this week. He's going to talk about his particular style of putting. It's called pitch putting, and if you don't know what that is, well, Chris is here to explain.
I am a pitch putter. I like to come from low and then pitch it up through, paint the pole, pitch it from a low base. I like to use my legs. I like to transfer energy really smoothly from back leg to front leg. My fingers are really the only part of my putting style that generates spin on the disc, which allows it to be almost a knuckleball. It has low energy when it flies, and my body and my arm, through the hinging motion, gives it the speed, the power it needs to get there, and the spin that keeps it in flight would be my fingers. The key to that is the fingers won't have a lot of energy when they just open up towards the basket, give a little bit of spin to the disc. The disc is only flying with enough energy that your body could give it to get there, kind of like a horseshoe. So it's going to die near the basket. It doesn't have a lot of RPMs. It doesn't have a lot of energy. So if you do hit the basket, it's likely to die right there. If it hits the ground, it's likely to die right there. Where if you're a spin putter, your tendency will be, if you do have a bad putt, is to find yourself 20, 30 past, where a pitch putt, you're almost throwing it on a golf trajectory, an up and down trajectory that leaves it near the basket. And that right there cuts down the three putting in my mind. So most people that would three putt would have a spin putt style, and a lot of the pitch putting styles favor a one and done, so to speak.
Professional disc golfer Chris Sprague lives in Oregon and finished in 19th place last weekend at the Discraft Great Lakes Open.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Hi, this is Alan Shack, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, California's Josh Anthon has been on the scene for a number of years now, but never really found major success. He's won some big events, including the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open, but his dance card, for the most part, has never been filled with a bunch of big, big wins. Well, until 2006. A couple weeks back in Kansas City at the National Tour event there, your winner in the Open Division was California's Josh Anthon. And 2 weeks later, he followed it up with another big NT win, this time in Ann Arbor. So we decided it was time to introduce you to California's Josh Anthon.
My name is Josh Anthon. PDJ number is 17946. I'm from Rio Linda, California. I'm 24.
Okay, and so when did you get started?
Probably when I was like 8 or 9 years old, but I only played for a couple years, and then I got an injury and didn't play for about 7 years till I was around 18.
And what was the injury? Did it affect your game?
Yeah, it affected my life. I got shot with a shotgun.
Wow.
8 feet away.
Holy cow. What can you tell us what happened?
Someone was just trying to scare me with a shotgun when I was younger, trying to make me get out of their chair, and I didn't. And the gun ended up going off, and I got hit.
They were trying to make you get out of their chair?
Yep. Wasn't the best kid in the world.
Wow. So what happened? I'm guessing you spent some time in the hospital?
Yeah, I spent a couple months in the hospital. Probably about a year and a half downtime.
And you said you got shot in the arm?
Yeah, my left arm, not my right.
You are a right-handed player.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's a pretty tough way to start things, huh?
Yep. And then got in a car wreck in '98. Is why I didn't come back then, and broke like 15, 20 bones, and then came back after that.
Wow, man. So you were 18 when you got back into the game, and what started that? Did you have some friends early into the game?
Yeah, I had some friends that was playing amateur and winning a lot of amateur, and they're from my hometown, and someone was talking good about them, saying they're good, and I was like, I'll bet you I'll beat them. Kind of went from there.
So this is you're having yourself a really big year. It started off at the Memorial. You were third, then first at the Vintage Cup. You took third at the Masters. And your first national tour win ever was at Kansas City, and now you've won the Great Lakes Open. So it's a pretty big year for you.
Yeah, it's a good start. Hopefully just a start, because I plan on playing a lot more and plan on getting a lot better.
What's behind the success this year? You've been playing for a long time now.
I've been getting injured for the last 4 years, the last 3 years. I've been playing with injuries. Like, I wrecked my quad last year, a year and a half ago, and broke my arm, broke my ribs, lacerated my kidney, and dislocated my left shoulder. So then I played after that, like a month after, before I was supposed to. So I was playing all injured. That's why my ratings were going down so bad. And then the year before that, I won the Pittsburgh Open. I rode my bike down the hill and wrecked and dislocated my knee. And then, I've just basically been having little mess-ups every year. Hopefully just been trying to clean that up.
Josh, we're going to have to get you a crash helmet, man.
I'll wear helmets.
So two national tour wins in 1 year. So do you have any goals set for this year?
Oh, yeah, a lot beyond just two national tour wins, that's for sure. Just trying to get national tour points leader, player of the year, and definitely want to try to win a major.
What are the remaining majors are you planning on attending?
The Worlds, the U.S., and the Players' Cup.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what happened at these two national tour wins. First of all, we'll start with Kansas City. Tell me about the competition.
Competition was pretty good. Not all the top players were there, but Koda was there, and he was playing real good, real strong, and just right at the end, he just missed a couple putts that cost him the tournament.
He basically gave it away, or did you beat him soundly?
It was more like a kind of a gift, but he was playing so good, it was hard just to stay close enough to him to get that gift, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a battle just to stay within those strokes, so it mattered when he missed. Otherwise, he would have been so far ahead that he could have missed all he wanted and still won. But I stayed right there with him and kept the pressure on him and just let it be a pressure game for the end. And everyone knows that's hard to handle.
There's no doubt about that. The pressure's the hardest thing, especially at these big events. Now, at the Great Lakes Open, you were in a three-way tie for first place after the second of three rounds. You were tied up at 15-under with Scott Martin and Al Shank. Talk about that final round. What happened?
It was kind of going a little bit back and forth. He'd gain the lead. I'd gain the lead. Then finally, towards the end, I got it back down to even because he had the lead. And then he missed a little crucial putt, and I made mine. And then that's when I gained the lead by one stroke, and all I really needed to do was birdie 17 and 18 to get it. And 18 is a real hard hole, so I mainly needed 17. So I got 17 and then parred 18, and that's how it turned out. And he tried to run an upshot and end up bogeying. That's why I won by two. Otherwise, he could have laid up and me win by one, but what's the matter when you lost? You got to try to win it.
Now, both Martin and Shaq are very accomplished disc golfers, so obviously it was not easy competition. Tell me a little bit about your mental game. How do you deal with those high pressure situations like that?
I just play through it and just make sure that I'm the person to beat, so I don't have to worry about no one else. Play my game, and then if I play good enough on it, that I won't have to beat no one else. They'll have to try to beat me. So I kind of just switch the pressure back. Because even though they have all the top records in the past, you know, you got the future right in front of you. When you're scoring on someone, even though they're a top player, they're still going to feel it, and they were, which I was too, you know. I was feeling it a lot. I had to, you know, make sure I breathe good and all that stuff, stay steady. You know, don't get too carried away with nothing. Don't push nothing too hard. Just kind of let it come to you type thing.
And what would you say is the strongest part of your game?
I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up between my drives and my putts, but I'm a pretty decent putter.
And what would you say your average driving distance is?
Probably like 450, 500.
That's
unleashing, though.
Sure, sure. But that's nonetheless some significant distance. So for the amateur players who are listening and trying to get to that next level in their game and their distance, What sort of advice do you have to those players who are looking to add distance?
To putt a lot, that's for sure. You got to putt, get your own basket, putt every day, putt at least 5 days a week for about a half an hour each day. Work on your routines and your balance. Make sure you're cross-stepping right and try to fan grip a little bit more for accurate shots instead of the power grip because the power grip's a little too Yankee.
So are you suggesting then that practice putting will actually help you increase your distance?
Oh, for distance?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt it, that's for sure. It's still an exercise on your arm that makes your arm stronger. But the main thing that helps your distance is the pivot in your hips, using your whole body, doing the good cross step, left foot behind the right foot for the righties, right foot behind the left foot for the lefties for the max distance. So your hips turn all the way around and give you that full snap. And if you're really needing distance, go to the power grip. But I suggest trying the fan grip and seeing how far you can get that, because that's the most accurate drive.
So, Josh Anton, what is next on your agenda? What's your what's the next event or two that are coming up for you?
Brent Hambrick. And then next week after that is New York.
Coming from California, it sounds like you're doing a lot of flying this year.
Yeah, I've flown to every one of them. It don't really make me nothing when I win, but I'm not in it for the money because there's not really money in the sport yet. Once it gets up there enough, you know, then I might think about it as some concerns, but I'm just going to win. I mean, that's all I've ever went for, but I don't even look at the first place prize, to tell you the truth. I don't want nothing to agitate me or nothing to think about but winning the game.
Well, Josh, clearly your game is coming along this year, and we want to wish you the best of luck, especially at those majors you got your eye on later this season.
Yeah, hopefully it turns out like I've been trying to make it. Just got to play it like any other tournament. It's the same people I got to beat. It's just different course, you know, and a big name for the tournament and a little bit better payout. So I just still got to just play my game.
We've been speaking with California's Josh Anton. Back-to-back NT wins for that guy. And he spoke to us from his home in Rio Linda, California. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. Coming up July 6th through the 9th in Highbridge, Wisconsin, it is the U.S. Mid-Nationals Championships. Chuck Kennedy is a tournament official with the event.
The Mid-Nationals is a tournament that was initiated last year in 2005 at Highbridge in northern Wisconsin. And this is the first event to use ratings divisions to determine the division that you enter. The five divisions are for players below a rating of 975, because the USDGC is where the top players have their championship. And our five national champions range in 50-point breaks from 975 down to the purple division, which is under 775. Highbridge now has four 18-hole championship courses and a 9-hole learning course that is lighted 24/7, making it the largest facility in the world. It's a well-known tourist area with lots of people up in that part of Wisconsin and lots of support facilities around there, so it's not as far out in the boondocks as some people might feel. All the information is on midnationals.com. You can register online. We will take walk-in registrations up to the tournament itself, but it would be worthwhile to contact us by email or phone to let us know that you are planning to come. One of the more coveted items that is available is the USDGC invitation to the top finishing player in the blue division. In addition, 20% of the people in the blue division that are amateurs, top finishers, will be invited to the Amateur Nationals in Ann Arbor. Last year, our payout was in excess of 200%, and we expect that to be the case again this year. Join us in Highbridge, Wisconsin, July 6th to the 9th for the second annual Mid-Nationals. It's going to be lots of fun. The weather should be great, and the competition should be very fair against people of your same level.
Chuck Kennedy is an official with the upcoming U.S. Mid-Nationals Championships, July 6th through the 9th, in Highbridge, Wisconsin. It is also anticipated to be the location for next year's Pro Worlds. And here is a brief rundown of some of the things going on in your neck of the woods this weekend, July 1 and 2. A Super Tour in South Bend, Indiana, it's the Michiana Open. Another one in Finland, it's the Tali Open. And in Norman, Oklahoma, the McClellan Classic. Or in North Carolina, the Zebulon, Cha-Ching, and Zing. In Vancouver, it's the BC Open. South Carolina hosting the Firecracker Fling. The BDGA Tour, number 7, moving to Quarry Park for the Quarry Park Open in Leamington Spa, UK. Washington hosting the Freedom Flight. And in Traverse City, Michigan, it's the annual Cherry Festival. That means it's time for the annual Northern Waters Series number 4. Plus, in Wisconsin, it's the Oshkosh Open. Austin, Minnesota hosting the Spam Town Open. In Grass Valley, it's Tony's Mountain Golf Challenge number 2. In Athens, Alabama, the Long Hot Summer. Full list at PDGA.com. And finally, this week we have updated player ratings. They are available online, as always. Just go to the front page of the website, click the link there in the upper right, and see where you are currently sitting in the ratings. Let's run down the top 10 rated players so far this year. At the top of the list, the one, the only, Kenny Klima, with a rating of 1041. He is followed closely behind by Barry Schultz at 1039, Steve Rico, Sweden's Jesper Lundmark, and Johnny McRae rounding out the top 5, followed by Ben Gaddis of South Carolina. Marcus Gallstrom, Matt Oram, Micah Dorius, and David Felberg, your top 10 rated players so far through this season. And thanks, as always, to Chuck Kennedy for crunching the numbers, as he always does. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of June 26th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week are Innova, Champion Discs, and Discraft. And until next time, I hope you'll get out there, huck some plastic, leave the course cleaner than you found it, and keep them in the fairways.